Welcome to day 3. Awaken the energy of gratitude. This is a good day. There is a unique one-of-a-kind power in gratitude. It's an energy that elevates and expands you, even as it brings you to a deeper place in your own heart. Best-selling author Melody Beattie said it beautifully. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Nothing around you changes, you change. When gratitude shifts the moment, it shifts you. For today's meditation, open up to the abundance and grace that your gratitude ignites. We're going to share in this special energy together. So let's listen to Deepak, and then we will meditate.
Yesterday, we began the process of making grace real and practical. This happens through something the Buddha called gladdening the heart. A closed heart cannot feel gratitude. When you feel irritated or angry with somebody, or if you are simply stressed and tired, you don't have the energy to be grateful. When there's no energy for giving, forcing won't work. Gladdening the heart is like recharging a battery. It replenishes the energy of gratitude. First, you need to recognize what this particular energy feels like inside yourself. It's the feeling that you're welcomed and safe in your life. You feel that you're supported in whatever you want to be. The good things in your life show that abundance has included you. This is the natural energy of gratitude when you find it inside your own awareness. The next thing is to renew this energy, which happens when you meditate. You are specifically requesting the warm attitude of thankfulness. At a deep level, where all possibilities exist, your awareness will renew this energy that's unique to gratitude. We are not talking about looking outside the window and seeing a shiny new car and a perfectly manicured lawn. You can feel a surge of gratitude simply by gazing at a beam of sunlight and watching how the bright particles are dancing in it. True gratitude comes from knowing that you belong in the infinite dance of life. To gladden your heart, consider the perfectly precise chain of events that created this very moment. There is wonder in perceiving how the tiniest element fits into the whole, how your existence is woven into the existence of everyone you love, including every memory of love. Whenever you feel something outside yourself to be grateful for, it's not the thing that creates gratitude, but the energy of joy inside you. A gladdened heart is our birthright. To awaken it comes naturally, as we've been doing right now. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I am gladdening my heart. I am gladdening my heart. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Ananda Hum, or I am bliss. This mantra awakens the inherent joy in our hearts, so that we look out on the world with love and gratitude. As you repeat the mantra, feel your heart swell with joy. Repeat it silently to yourself. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Thank you. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I am gladdening my heart. I am gladdening my heart. I am gladdening my heart. Namaste.